you've worked on some projects, including Flight of the Navigator, Vanilla Sky, The Elephant Man. What was the attraction of this particular project, Marshall?
Well, I've always been interested in projects that are based on real-life stories, and this was a great story. And Paula Wagner developed the project. She's my She's the other producer on it. And she and I have worked together many times in the past, and she brought me the script. I was extremely impressed by the story and the fact that she had already had contacted Reggie Hudlin, who I knew of, as director, and also Chadwick Boseman to play the lead. So at that point, I was all in. I just thought it was a great story, and I'm very excited about it. I think it really resonates with the very modern audience, even though it's a historical story. The conditions have changed, but there's still a long way to go.
And you're bringing in some more big league talent for this.
Well, some of the other talent that has already been attached and is going to be up here in Buffalo are Josh Gad, who's playing Sam Friedman, who is the co-lead. Also, Kate Hudson is going to be playing Mrs. Strubing, who is a major character in the story, as well as James Cromwell, and also Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey. And we also have Sterling K. Brown, who was he played Christopher Darden in the O.J. miniseries. Keisha Sharp, who played Johnny Cochran's wife in the same miniseries. So Jussie Smollett, who is from Empire, the show Empire. He's a wonderful, wonderful young actor. So we have a really, really good group of actors in this picture.
It's a film upcoming about a very important and influential person in U.S. history. Was it the same attraction that these stars found this project appealing?
Yes, I think it was, because this is not a high-budget, typical Hollywood movie, but it was a movie where everybody was both moved by the story and thought the screenplay was great, so that it wasn't difficult to get actors interested, and everybody is working at a fraction of their normal rates to do it. They all want to do it, so it's not a problem. We don't have to sell the project to them. We just have to let them read it, and they've really been extremely interested in coming on board.
Without disclosing locations, out of respect for the production's privacy, you guys have a busy schedule coming up. What's coming up on your calendar?
Well, we start filming on Monday, and we're going to be filming out in the Niagara area. We're going to be doing a jail cell and a couple of other of the incidental locations. But most of the work is going to be in downtown Buffalo. A lot of it in the courthouse, the old courthouse, which is the bulk of the movie, which is the trial that took place back in 1941.
It was that courthouse that led the production team here to choose Buffalo. Tell me about when you were discovering and checking out potential scenes, just your impressions of what you found around here.
Well, obviously the courthouse was a centerpiece to our decision to come here, because it was a perfect period courthouse with lots of room in it and completely unoccupied. And we got help from both the mayor and from, from Senator Schumer and from the governor. They all supported our decision to come here and helped us to be able to get that courthouse and be able to use it. But in addition to the courthouse, what we found out when we first came up here and we scouted locations with the wonderful film office up here, with Tim and Rich and the rest of the film office, we found many, many really wonderful examples of mid-century and 1930s architecture and buildings, houses, train stations, all kinds of locations that made this a very exciting place for us, because we could find, in the first day when we went location scouting, we found 75% of our locations in the whole movie. So we said, this is amazing. I mean, that's so rare. Normally, you go and you look in a place and you have to find and make compromises. We didn't really feel that there were a tremendous amount of compromises we had to make here. We found what we needed. So it was very good.
So in other words, it really is becoming harder to find period piece scenes that are ready to go.
It is always hard to find. Period movies are the hardest things, because You can't look out and film anything the way it is. Everything needs to be changed. You're looking out in the street, the cars have to be changed. You have to take out parking meters. You have to take out lights generally. Everyone who is in the scene has to be dressed, made up with the hair, the hats, everything. Every automobile has to be an automobile that's correct from the period. So it has a series of and even in the houses, in fact, the furniture, the fixtures, all of that has to be correct within the period. And we're being very careful to be correct to the time period. But as a result, it generally makes these kinds of movies much more expensive than this one is. What Buffalo gives us is it's not just that we will walk into a house and shoot it. Of course, we're going to be changing stuff and making it absolutely correct for the period. But you have you have such a head start when you have a place that already exists that looks exactly the way it did in 1939, 1940. And that's been a tremendous advantage to us here.
Give the Buffalo Niagara region a grade in terms of how accommodating it's been for a professional film production such as this.
I know it's going to sound, it's going to sound silly, but in the sense, because I've filmed everywhere. I filmed all over the U.S. I filmed in New York and in other states that give benefits and things like that. But the benefit, obviously, that we get from New York State was a big attraction to come to New York State. But the truth is, Buffalo really is the city of friendly neighbors. And everybody has been terrific to us. We virtually had no turndowns from. Everybody was excited to have us here. I think the excitement of a new film being made in the city is a great thing. I also think it's going to lead to a lot more companies wanting to come here because we intend to spread the word. That's what we'll do.
When people think of filmmaking, they think Hollywood or maybe some scenery shot in New York City or a short drive from here in Toronto. Are production companies finding mid-American cities to become more appealing?
Well, they do. Right now, Atlanta has become a tremendous hub for movie making because they offer a very big benefit and a lot of companies have moved there. New Orleans is a big city in that respect, even though it's very limited in some ways in its locations, but it gave a big benefit for a long time. New Mexico was one of the first. I filmed in most of the states that have had benefits. In fact, I made a movie in New York City, which was the first movie to get a benefit from the state of New York, the very first. And that was the producer's musical back in 2005. And we work with the city and state, primarily the state, actually. It was, helping them to even craft the requirements for the benefits. So I've had a lot of experience in New York, and I'm from New York. So it's great to come back home.
I have asked other directors and producers this question, but as you are working on this production, do you sometimes see some ideas or what ifs, and do you possibly envision yourself coming back to Buffalo in the future?
Without a doubt, I think there's a great, great likelihood that I will. Reggie Hudland and I wandered through the Statler Hotel when we were searching for locations, and it's an empty hotel that is a perfect example of mid-century architecture. It's unbelievable. And we immediately tried to envision another movie we could make on the weekends there. We said this is a place we would definitely come back to.
Jonathan Sangier, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.